The nation's two largest newspaper companies are becoming one. The parent company of Gatehouse Media is buying its smaller competitor, Gannett. Gannett's papers include USA Today, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the Green Bay Press Gazette, and others in Wisconsin's bigger cities. Gatehouse publications include the Palm Beach Post and the Akron Beacon Journal. It only has one here in Wisconsin, the Daily Reporter, which covers the state's construction and development industries out of Milwaukee. The new company will be called Gannett. According to researchers at the University of North Carolina, it will now own 550 daily and weekly newspapers. It's about one out of every six in the U.S., with more than 8 million subscribers. Reports also say the move is likely to result in thousands of layoffs. Jessica McBride is a senior lecturer in the Department of Journalism, Advertising, and Media Studies at UW-Milwaukee. She's also a contributor to Heavy.com. Jessica, good to have you back on the show.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
What's your reaction to this Gannett-Gatehouse merger, Jessica?
Well, I think it's pretty ominous, and I think most people who care about newspapers, and I'm one of them, are worried about this. And, you know, we've seen over 2,000 American newspapers stop production in the last 15 years. So obviously, that's a bad trend for people who care about civic life and who understand that what newspapers do is special and very important when it comes to covering local communities. And with this new merger, you know, it's being called a level of consolidation that we've never seen in U.S. history. And your intro mentioned the new company is going to own one of every six newspapers in the United States. And one analyst had said, never before in U.S. history have we seen a single company own and manage so much of the American newspaper business. Now, that's only bad if we see negative change, right? If we see a reduction in resources, if we see a reduction in coverage. The concern people have is that both Gannett and Gatehouse, frankly, have histories of, you know, cutting the workforce, laying off reporters, in fact, even closing some newspapers in the past. And so, you know, obviously, people are worried there will be more cuts, fewer reporters, and that's a bad thing.
Can you talk about what we might expect to see? I've seen some reports say we could be seeing cuts of thousands of employees at this new Gannett company that's made up of Gannett and Gatehouse.
Right. I mean, the estimates are that we might even see up to 4,000 employees being laid off, jobs being cut. Now, those wouldn't all be in newsrooms when it comes, you know, when I'm talking about reporters. They wouldn't all be reporter positions. But obviously, too many of them, you know, probably would be. And Gatehouse, I'll say it again, they have a track record of this, unfortunately, in other states like Louisiana and North Carolina. In Massachusetts, they consolidated 50 newspapers into 18 when they took over, to give you a sense of it. And you had noted in the intro that in Wisconsin, you know, we don't have, you know, a string of Gatehouse newspapers. They tend to be in other states. But we do have very important publications, which are part of the Gannett chain. And, you know, Gannett has restricted the resources, you know, in newspapers across Wisconsin already. So it's not like they're starting from a robust, you know, perspective. We're talking about the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, which is, you know, the state's largest daily newspaper. We're talking about the Appleton newspaper, the Fond du Lac newspaper, the Marshfield newspaper, the Oshkosh newspaper. I think another change that you might see is an increased focus on the digital presence of these publications. I mean, obviously, that's something Gannett already cares about. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is doing very well comparatively in the Gannett chain. It leads the way with digital subscriptions, something like 40,000. The new CEO of the combined company actually doesn't come from a news tradition. He used to be the CEO of the Net. I don't know if you know what that is, but it's like a wedding website. And so there's a belief that, you know, they're going to focus increasingly on ramping up, you know, the online, the digital product. I've always thought that someday we'll see, you know, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel cease daily publication of its printed product. That's something I thought we would see. And I will tell you one thing I've just noticed about the Journal Sentinel. I think they do a lot of really good work. I have a lot of friends down there in the newsroom, and I think they work really hard. But I've noticed, you know, the layoffs they've already had.
We're losing our connection with you, Jessica. We'll pick up that point in just a moment. We're talking to Jessica McBride, senior lecturer in the Department of Journalism, Advertising, and Media Studies at UW-Milwaukee, looking at the news this week that two big newspaper chains. In fact, the two biggest in terms of the number of papers, Gannett and Gatehouse Media and its parent company, are merging. They will own hundreds of local daily and weekly papers around the United States, including the USA Today, a national paper. Talking about concerns of what that can mean for local news coverage in Wisconsin and beyond. The new chain will own about 550 daily and weekly newspapers. Layoffs expected there. You're making a point. Sorry to cut you off, Jessica. We were losing our connection a little bit. You're making a point about the Journal Sentinel in Milwaukee.
Yeah, I was going to say that I've noticed that they set the conversation less in the community. You know, when I started there back in like 1995, I felt like when the Journal Sentinel wrote a big investigative piece or they exposed something that was going on, policymakers really had to pay attention to that. The community reacted to that. And nowadays, I think they do a lot of really good work, but I noticed they set the conversation less. They set the agenda less. They missed stories that I don't think they would have missed 20 years ago. And I think that's a result of the layoffs that have already happened. And there are times when I sit back and I do ask myself, who sets the conversation in the community these days, now that we don't have as powerful of a daily newspaper? I'm concerned that we're going to go in that direction even more so, you know, in other smaller communities as well, where there are Gannett publications. And I would point out another thing. There was a recent research study that looked at what happens in communities that do not have newspapers. They found that they tend to have higher bonding rates, which I thought was interesting. It's because there's nobody who's serving the watchdog function on government. They found that they have fewer mayoral candidates, so, you know, less strong civic engagement. And they found that there's greater polarization. We are now at a state where we have 200 counties in the United States that do not have a newspaper. They're called news deserts. And people are worried with this merger that we're going to see more counties like that. We will have fewer newspapers, fewer reporters covering local news, and there's a consequence to that.
Jessica, I think a lot of people follow national news to some extent. Do you think there's a hunger for this kind of local news that we might be losing, if not completely, then seeing a lot less of?
Well, because, you know, we're sort of inundated with so much information, and a lot of it is bad information. It's not credible. I think maybe there is a hunger. There's a thirst for verified, sourced, credible, nonpartisan information. And I personally have never been wedded to format. I don't care if it's a printed product or it's digital, but I am wedded to the ethos of the product. Like, I care about sourcing. I care about verification. I care about all of that. And I think people are really, they desire that maybe more and more because they don't know where to turn with all this stuff hitting them on social media all the time. And I wanted to just sort of briefly tell you a quick story, too. Like, I go back so far in this to the early 1970s. My first memory is walking in the Milwaukee Journal newsroom, 5 years old, holding my grandfather's hand because he was a columnist for 42 years at the paper. And I remember how vibrant it was then. I remember how active and exciting the newsroom was. And it was sort of in its heyday back then. And, you know, since then, we've just seen this series of cuts and cuts and consolidation. And I really think we all need to tackle this as a community crisis, as a crisis for the United States. We need to find a way to preserve what journalists do, what credible journalists do. And I really think with the advent of the internet, the issue has been figuring out the profit model, which it's not that people don't desire the product. People want information, and as we just discussed, they want credible information, and they need it, you know, more than ever. But you have to find a way to pay journalists, and you don't have as many advertising dollars with a digital presence, and that's the problem, right? And so you see nonprofit news organizations like the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism and ProPublica. You're seeing these attempts to try different profit models. And so I think obviously that's where sort of the game is at. We need to all come together, recognize this matters, recognize it's a crisis, and find a way to preserve it.
Jessica, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That's Jessica McBride, senior lecturer in the Department of Journalism, Advertising, and Media Studies at UW-Milwaukee. She joined us to look at the news this week about the merger between newspaper companies Gannett and Gatehouse Media, already the two biggest newspapers, now combining to own over 500 papers around the country.